furniture and mattresses, all at prices you'll love. Whether you're looking to upgrade your living room, bedroom, or dining area, we have everything you need to create the perfect space. Don't miss out on our exclusive deals and promotions. Shop now at Mattress Max Furniture and experience comfort and savings like never before. Visit us today in Spartanburg or online at mattressmaxfurniture.com and make your home a haven.
Walt Demchula, Road Rage. We are back, and as soon as the show is over, Ruan and I are both headed to the store to get lottery tickets, and we can't tell you why, but we can tell you that a longtime listener of the show apparently had a big score on the lottery ticket. We can tell him that, right? That doesn't give any tip or any hint, right? We can tell him that. I didn't think anybody. I don't know they've ever known anybody who's won significant money on the lottery. I mean, I'm sure it happens, but I just don't know that I've personally ever known anybody who has. You know, I probably know a lot of people who think they've won money when they've lost a ton of money. You know what I mean? But I don't know that I actually know anybody, at least until like 2 minutes ago, who's actually had a big lottery score. On a scratch off, no less. I didn't know what. I thought like scratch offs were like limited. I don't know. I'm no lottery expert. I'm really no friggin' clue. I haven't played a lottery ticket of any type, in forever. I'm waiting. I'm holding out for South Carolina to legalize gambling. Caleb, how are you, Caleb? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. I've been listening for a while. First time calling.
Welcome in.
I just want to see if you were over the Braves, would you trade Acuna, or would you blow it up, or just ride it out and let it ride for next year? Or what would you do?
Yeah, I would let it ride for next year, Caleb. I think sometimes you just have seasons there where everything goes wrong, and I think basically everything has gone wrong for this team right from the start. Major injuries. You had an outfield, in theory, okay? You started the season with an outfield that had Michael Harris, who everybody at the start of the year thought was a terrific young player.
Yeah, and he's terrible now.
Right. And then on his wings, you in theory would have had Acuna and Profar. Well,
and
you didn't
Profar,
have,
yeah.
Right, you didn't have any of that. You know, you didn't have Acuna until almost half the season, and then Profar, you lose for the first half of the season. So your outfield went from what on paper looked like what might be the best or one of the best in all of baseball to the absolute worst. You know, you had Kelnick in right field. You know, and Eli White has played pretty well for Atlanta, but you can't. You know, you just can't go to war with that. And so I think.
Did they put Freddy Gonzalez in there or after Snicker or what?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I don't know what direction they go, but I think a change has to be made from a managerial standpoint. I think without question, a change has to be made. And personally, I would do it now. I think you still have half the season. I wouldn't burn the other half of the season. I don't think you can let this team keep playing the way they are. I think the problem, Caleb, is that this team, to me, just doesn't have player leadership. And, you know, the Freddie Freemans of the world, the guys who used to be the leaders of this team, you don't have that. And so you need to get that ingredient then from your manager. Well, the manager's a complete flatliner at this point. So you're not getting it from him. And that's why I just think change has to be made. But, you know, if you just think about it, you know, excuse me, Anthopoulos has already said they're not trading Sale, nor do I think they should. I mean, if you come back next year and you have a healthy Sale and you have Schwellenbach and Spencer Strider, that's got to be one of the best starting pitching staffs in Major League Baseball, just with those three guys, and you've got some other guys. Holmes has pitched well. So, you know,
I
think you've got a great starting situation. And a lot of these guys this year, for whatever reason, and maybe it's because Acuna and Profar weren't part of it, they just have had down years. They've not had great years. Now, obviously, Matt Olson has really heated up of late, and he looks more like the Matt Olson that you expected. So I just think you go back next year and you run it back with a couple changes. You need another shortstop. You probably need another additional outfield piece, and you may need a closer. But you go back next year and you run it back, and before the season, if that's what the Braves do, Vegas is going to say that the Braves are one of the prohibitive favorites. They're going to be going to put a 94 number on them or something like that. So I think you basically just write this off as a lost year, and you come back and you do it again.
Yeah, it sucks as a Braves fan, but yeah. I just wanted to hear your thoughts. Yep. I appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, Caleb. Good speaking with you. I appreciate the call. Welcome to the show. Yeah, look, I think that's it. I mean, I think there's still way too much talent, and I mean, I don't know how you got to this point, really. I mean, a whole series of injuries, just one of those years, you know, where everything went wrong. You go back a few years, everybody had a career year in the same year. Everybody sort of had a down year. Again, Olson, you know, has really picked it up, and he's played exceptionally well for some period of time now. But you know, you just – and you're going to have to figure out what the Michael Harris issue is. I mean – I swear to God, when I'm talking about him needing glasses, I'm not joking. I'm saying that seriously.
No, other player, like you say, right. Other players have done it. It's happening. And it's helping them.
Right. It's happening all around Major League Baseball. You know, guys are saying that, you know, before the glasses, they just couldn't see the spin on the ball. And now they can. And it's changed who they are. And you're seeing Major League Baseball players go to glasses. Because a lot of them have stigmatisms and other things.
Yeah, and what's the big deal?
Right, and a couple Braves players have done it. Sean Murphy did it. Sean Murphy was having trouble seeing the ball, so he got glasses, and he's been better since the glasses. I mean, has anybody checked Michael Harris's vision? I don't know. I don't know how else you explain it. I mean, this guy, the first couple of years, looked great. You know, Braves fans loved Michael Harris. I mean, you know, Ron, the after effect is he's still in all the commercials. You know, he's in commercials. He's in commercials for car dealers. He's in commercials that we run for the Braves. You know, it's got a Michael Harris home run. I mean, I don't know when that happened. No, I mean, but, you know, that's who he was. This guy went from being totally beloved by Braves fans to now Braves fans just hate him. And I get it. I mean, he looks like he's legally blind. He's swinging at pitches that are nowhere near the strike zone. He never takes
a walk.
That'd
be the first thing I'd check.
Right.
I'd go, hey, I got to go to the eye doctor.
And I don't know. Maybe they did. Maybe that's not it. I don't know. It's hard to explain how bad he is right now. You know, and you know what the worst part is, like as a Mets fan, you know, every time we get in a situation like late in a game where you need a big hit, for me, it's always Taylor or Torrance who's up next, you know? And for Braves fans, it's always Michael Harris.
And you're like, no!
Right. No, it can't be his turn. Not now, you know? You get to the 10th inning the other night, you got the ghost runner on second. Who's up? Michael freaking Harris. You know? The Mets are even worse. The Mets actually pinch hit Torrance the other night. Late in the game, the Mets pinch hit Torrance. They intentionally sent a human being to the plate who has zero chance of hitting anything and hasn't hit anything since he's been with the Mets. And they sent him to the plate on purpose. It's one thing for the Braves to bump into Michael Harris at an inopportune time in the lineup.
Oh, I forgot he's in the lineup today.
It's another thing for the Mets to intentionally send Torrens out.
Why would they do that?
As a pinch, I have no
idea.
Maybe
they're trying to, they think maybe he'll hit something and then be out of his slump.
I have no idea.
We keep putting him up there. He's got to hit something.
I swear to God, the Mets have two guys, Taylor and Torrens, who literally cannot hit the ball at the infield.
That's terrible.
Between them, they have three home runs. They're playing every day. I mean, on the year. On the year. Yeah.
Out of two people?
Out of two people for the year. And they're playing every day. Every day. And
strike out every time?
Oh, yeah. And when they hit the ball, I swear to God, they can't hit the ball out of the infield. These two guys, like the infield... The infield's like the wall. You could put a wall up at the back of the infield, and these two guys still wouldn't hit 20 home runs.
Oh, you mean if they tried to hit over that ball?
Right. If the wall was at the back of the infield, they still wouldn't have 20 home runs. Yeah, it's just bad. All right, my interesting teams. It has to start with North Carolina, right? I mean, Bill Belichick and Jordan. Hudson, right? It's Hudson?
I think so.
Yeah, Hudson.
That sounds like it's right.
The takeover of Chapel Hill by Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson. I mean, we have no idea where this lands, right? There's no way of knowing. It's impossible. You know, they have a – Bill Belichick hasn't had offense with the Patriots since Brady left. There's been no sign of offense. His defenses have continued to be good. He'll play defense. North Carolina people will see defense for the first time, really since North Carolina fans are going to see defense for the first time since Mack Brown's initial run at North Carolina when Dre Bly was a cornerback for him. This is the first time North Carolina's had defense in like a million years, and they will. Now, it's all transfer portal guys. They brought in transfer portal guys from everywhere, but I like the talent they brought in, and I have no doubt that Belichick will coach them up defensively, if he's not too tired. But, you know,
you think that she'll be on the sideline?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really? Because she did all that during that practice and they got mad.
Yeah.
Didn't they tell her to stay away?
They did. Yeah, there was a cease and desist order. Yeah, but.
Yeah, so you think she'll be on the sideline?
I'm betting she has a headset on.
She'll be up in the booth.
Yeah, remember, she ran that interview. Don't forget that.
I know.
She's like the boss, okay?
They said, so, how did y'all meet? And you hear,
right. Yeah, exactly.
In the background.
Like the most embarrassing thing ever.
How can
Bill Belichick, seriously, man.
That is kind of bad.
Right.
What's so horrible about how they met anyway? Why would that be something?
That's the real key.
Stripper club, right?
Yeah, that's it. See, that's the real key.
This is the story we're going to tell how we met.
Yeah.
Is that airplane story,
right? Because they didn't meet on any airplane.
Nobody
let's stop that.
Was he flying coach?
Yeah.
he thought it meant coaches.
Look, they met in the massage parlor on the street corner or somewhere.
Is that same owner guy, was it Kraft?
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't he get like arrested?
Yeah, he was in the massage parlor.
In a hooker place?
Yeah, they were all in the hooker massage parlor. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Allegedly.
I don't know where they met, but when you sort of just yell out and stop an interview with a legendary football coach because you don't want that discussed, that sort of calls into question your original story, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't sound hard. The story that they put out doesn't sound bad.
No.
You met on a plane. What's the big deal?
Right.
Now everybody thinks they didn't meet on a plane.
Right. Exactly right.
I would.
It was completely innocuous until she shut that interview down.
Oh, we met on a plane. Oh, yeah. Really?
Right.
Oh,
yeah, everybody sure you
hangs
did.
On a plane. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll move on. And then she has a little hissy fit, and now nobody thinks they met on a plane.
And from a Belichick standpoint, man, this is a dude who ruled with iron fist over NFL football players.
How do you get respect
right? It's gone. The respect for Belichick sailed during that interview. It just did, right?
Unless they're all allowed to high-five him when he comes in that locker room.
Yeah. I don't know, but I just can't imagine. I mean, I can't imagine being Bill Belichick.
She's not much older than the player.
Right. Have her interrupt my interview I mean, that just that alone. I mean, that's reason enough to kick her the frig out.
Yeah,
right?
Or took her, you know, later and go, man, you don't do that.
No, man. Later. Like,
he's not going to give her up. Let's face it. Yeah. that toothy grin he has every time they photograph him now?
Yeah, but like we said, you know, she's just telling him that he's getting some. It's not actually happening.
He doesn't even
know. No, there's no.
He's got to be intelligent, doesn't he?
No. Well, at one time. Not anymore. So they have to be the most interesting team in America, right?
If nothing else, they're going to be watching for her.
Right, exactly right.
You know, was the game? Oh, how was the game? Right. Oh, she was on the sideline. No, how was the game? I don't know. I don't even know if they won. She was on the sideline.
That's right. And they have Gio Lopez as their quarterback, the South Alabama transfer. So that's another reason they have to be, you know, they have to be interesting. We have no idea who and what they're going to be offensively. None. Because, again, Belichick hasn't had any offense since Brady left. So is he going to have any offense collegiately? I mean, is this team going to be good or bad or somewhere in between? I mean, there's no way of knowing. I do this for a living, and I think from an analysis standpoint, we've proven we're probably better than anybody in the nation. I have no friggin' idea.
We don't know.
Right.
What's his face says about it?
Right. I wouldn't bet two pennies of my money on what North Carolina is going to be. I just don't have any idea. But they have to be interesting. Whether it's interesting in that Belichick rises above all this and leads North Carolina to unexpected victories, or whether it's interesting like a pile up on the highway.
Or, you know, like sometimes when the player accidentally goes out of bounds and plows through a cheerleader.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll happen to her.
So that's what we're rooting for now?
Well, that would make it interesting.
Yes, it would make it interesting. So I guess we could take a look at their schedule. I don't even know if we've done that with North Carolina.
I don't know. I'll have to get it during the break.
Yeah, we'll take a look at their schedule during the break and see. But I think they clearly have to be, you know, again, on a list of my 10 most interesting teams in the country, they have to be one, right? I mean, because there's virtually no way of knowing what this team is going to be. I mean, if you had to hedge your bets, you'd probably say like something right in the middle, right? Like 6-6 or something. The offense isn't very good.
That's terrible.
The defense is pretty good, right? I mean, and look, here's what Bill Belichick is hoping for, Mona. He's hoping for a 9-win type season in which everybody once again says, look what Bill Belichick did at North Carolina, and then he'll be out of there. He'll go back to the NFL. This guy wants to use this as a bridge back to the NFL. That's what I think he wants.
Oh, yeah, because he...
Yeah, no one hired him.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. He got fired, right?
Yeah, and no one hired him.
That's
He thought he was going to get a job. He was shocked he didn't get a job.
Oh, I forgot all about that. Walk.
So I think that's what he's hoping to use North Carolina as a stepping stone to get back to the NFL. If this guy has a 9-3 season, he gone. He's gone, probably much to Jordan Hudson's dismay, because she fits right in on a college campus. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, quick break.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Spring is a time of growth, but it can also reveal hidden problems beneath your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist for a free inspection of the cracks in your walls, uneven floors, and sticking doors. These are signs you shouldn't ignore. Canty provides expert solutions to protect your home. Visit CantyCanFixIt.com or call 864-403-5263. Canty Foundation Specialists.
Canty Can Fix It. I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
The 2025 Atlanta Braves are battle-tested, and every game this summer is a chance to get back in the fight.
Punched out towards third, backhanded and foul ground by Riley. Long throw. Oh, what a play by Riley.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball all season long. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Make living easy this summer with Craft Stove Store and Patio, America's best in outdoor furniture. Make sure your outdoor space has everything it needs to impress your guests this summer with everything Craft Stove Store and Patio can provide by Lloyd Flanders, Hanamint Summer Classics, and Palm Springs Rattan. You can special order anything you need for your patio, porch, and pool furniture with Craft Stove Store and Patio, located at 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylor.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
This is Coach Dabo Sweeney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1225. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1225. That's 800-777-1225. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
She got a smile that it seems to me.
Walt Dip to the Red Rage, we're back. So Hoop Herald writes, LSU's Pistol Pete Maravich and NCAA's all-time leading scorer with 3,667 career points, 44.2 points per game in 3 years, freshman ineligible without a three-point line. Researchers who watch game film say with three-point line, Maravich would average 57 points and 12 threes per game. How is this even possible? First of all, I don't believe that research, okay, just to be clear, but I did answer the question, how is this even possible? Probably not the answer he was expecting. My answer was...
No, he laid that out so that you could say something about that. I'd throw that.
My answer was, here's how. You play for Press, and he creates a monster who takes every shot. Press demanded a game from his good friend John Wooden. John had warned Press he was turning Pete into a sideshow. John gave him the game. UCLA set a scoring record, and Pete turned it over 18 times in the contest. That's right, 18 turnovers in one game. And John Wooden basically made the point that you had turned your son into a sideshow monster and that winning wasn't a part of your equation. And UCLA beat their brains in. It was like 120-something or 130-something, whatever the score was. It was just horrific. It was over in like 10 minutes, and Pete Maravich was a disaster in the game. I mean, an unmitigated disaster. I mean, imagine a guy trying to take every shot playing against a John Wooden team. Yeah, good luck with that. And that's how he turned it over 18 times in a single game, which is, that's virtually impossible. But, you know, and Wooden had warned his good friend Press Maravich time and time again, because they were good friends. Wooden had warned him time and time again that he was turning Pete into a sideshow monster, that that he had lost all focus on what's right and what is actually basketball. And, you know, you listen, what Pete Maravich is or was he was the greatest globetrotter, even though he never played for him. That's what he was, because he really was a sideshow. I mean, he had remarkable basketball skills, and had he played for a coach like John Wooden and learned how to channel it and to play with teammates and things like that, he could have been a truly historically great player. But the reality was he was always just more of a sideshow. At every level. I mean, it was interesting. You know, it was interesting to watch, that type of thing. It is interesting to watch. And again, he had unique skills. You know, he practiced dribbling a basketball out of a moving car, these type of things. You know, no one would deny his basketball skill. I mean, but a pass is only as good as the recipient. And Pete Maravich threw passes that were designed for the crowd, not designed for the recipient to catch. And so a lot of these passes would just sail through guys' hands or sail out of bounds because Pete tricked his own teammates. But the goal wasn't to win. The goal was, for Pete Maravich, the goal didn't become winning until he joined Larry Bird in Boston. That was his ship had almost sailed by then. But that's when Pete really understood winning. It wasn't until then. You know, playing for your father can be a problem, and it was a problem. So, you know, that's the answer. But it's an answer that most people don't know and don't want to know because it's uncomfortable, but that's the reality of it. And you can go read his own book, you know, and it will tell you the stories. I've read it. We're talking about Ramon, give me North Carolina's schedule. Talk about the most interesting teams and know what they may or may not do.
All right, their first game is TCU at home.
By the way, how am I on that board? One, two, am I at one, two, three, or four on the phone board above in the white spaces? Am I at one, two, three, four? Are you getting my drift?
Yeah.
So which is it? Is it one, two, three, four, or finished?
Finished.
Oh, well, good. All right.
I told you that a couple breaks ago.
Well, I don't listen to you.
To me, by the way. Just so everybody knows, yeah. I talk during the breaks, give valuable information to this guy, and he doesn't hear a word I say.
All right, so what's their schedule?
Okay, their first game is TCU.
That's at home, right?
Yes.
God, I have no idea. I mean, I guess I have to give an edge to TCU.
And then they're at Charlotte.
1-1.
And then they have Richmond at home. 2-1. The Richmond Spiders.
That's right, Ramona. That's right. 2-1.
And then they're at UCF.
Hmm. 2.5.
Then they have Clemson at home.
Actually, at UCF is a loss, too. Clemson is a loss, too.
Okay, at California.
Ooh. Ooh. 2.5. I don't even know about that. 2.5.
Wow. She's going to be very disappointed.
She's going to dump him.
Yeah, she's going to dump him. I just can't be on the side loser. Of a team that doesn't win.
You freaking rich loser.
Okay, the next game is Virginia at home.
Three.
At Syracuse.
3.5.
Stanford at home.
4.
At Wake Forest.
Oh, it's 4.5, sorry. Okay. At Wake Forest.
Yeah.
I'll give him that, 5.5.
Duke at home.
That's a loss.
And at NC State, the last one.
That's a loss. You know, I said 6-6. It came out 5.5, 6.5, something like that. So, yeah, it's not good. They're interesting, though, right? I mean, they're
not
interesting.
Not good, Bill. Not good.
I mean, it has to be one of the more interesting teams in the last 20 years of college football. I mean, the great Bill Belichick, the greatest defensive mind in the history of the sport, the guy, the architect of Super Bowl championships with the New England Patriots, is going to coach a college football team. I mean, that's interesting. And in tow is his 24-year-old, you know, whatever she is.
It's going to be very interesting.
Yes. It is. It's going to be very interesting. It's actually, you know, on the scale of interesting, all these others are sort of meaningless. Really, you know, I have a whole list here, Ramona, of interesting. But
nothing's as interesting
right,
as this.
Right. I should have saved that one for last, probably, because the rest are not nearly as interesting as that one.
It's football.
Yeah, that's true. All right. I should see what the texters are saying about Bill Belichick in this whole situation. Yes. There are lots of texts on it. Tara said, do you think the Braves, though, move on from Albies? You know, again, I think I'd be reluctant to do that. I just want to, from an Atlanta standpoint, run it back. You know, that's what I want to do. I want to run it back with a couple additional pieces and shorten up a little and start it all over with your whole starting team at the beginning of the year for once, which hasn't happened in the last 2 years for Atlanta. So, yeah. All right, Ramona, my next team on the interesting list is, again, these are not in any particular order other than, you know, North Carolina would be one. The rest of these are not in any particular order. The next team on my interesting list is Auburn. Auburn comes off a 5-7 season, 2-6 in conference. I believe in Hugh Freeze. I think he's a brilliant coach, brilliant offensive mind. You know, the man's beaten Alabama multiple times. You know, there aren't many who can say that. So I think from that standpoint, if you actually watched Auburn's season last year, they were in every game. In fact, they really played from in front almost all season. And they found ways to give games away in the closing moments because they had crappy quarterback play. And they would just make mistake after mistake in the end of games. Games they dominated statistically. And we saw that all year with Auburn. Well, you know, we talk in sports about, you know, reverting to the mean. Well, I don't think that was the mean. I think that Auburn's record should have been significantly better than it was. Like, I think you make a case they should have been like an 8-win football team. So I think you come back the next year with another year of Hugh Freeze. He continues to add to the recruiting hall. They brought in key portal pieces. Eric Singleton joins the wide receiving core. He joins Cam Coleman, who's already a star. Obviously, you bring in Jackson Arnold. You also bring in Ashton Daniels. You bring in two quarterbacks. So you throw two pieces at that deal. I think that Auburn's going to be a much improved football team. So I think they are interesting from that standpoint. I did put them in my top 25. I don't remember exactly what number. I'm thinking like 22. I don't know if you have that in front of you, Ramona. It doesn't really matter. But I think I had Auburn around 22 in my preseason poll. I've said since early February I would put Auburn in my rankings, and I did. So I think they're a really interesting football
16.
Team. I put Auburn 16?
Uh-huh.
Wow, I put them higher than I thought. That's in my preseason rankings?
Uh-huh.
How about that? All right, and that's the team rankings, just to be clear.
Yes, top 35 college football team.
So that's even higher than I thought. So obviously I'm high on Auburn. I think that they're more like a 9-win football team at worst, an 8-win football team. And I think they beat Alabama on the plains at the end of the year, where Alabama has frequently gone to die. I think they'll go to die again. And if that happens, by the way, if Auburn and Hugh Freeze beat Alabama at the end of the year, regardless of what happens with Alabama previously, you talk about hot seat for Kalen DeBoer. I mean, that seat's going to be friggin' spicy. Spicy, spicy, spicy. Do you have their schedule, Ramona?
Auburn?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I gave them out as a win total play over their total, too. Higher than their total. I'm virtually certain of that. Yeah.
Okay. Their first one is at Baylor.
You know, that's a really interesting game. Baylor's a much improved team. Obviously, Baylor has a talented quarterback, too, who also made my list. But I think Auburn has the right stuff to go there and get a win.
Ball State at home.
2-0.
South Alabama home.
3-0.
At Oklahoma.
This is a game that Auburn dominated last year at Auburn and found a way to lose. I'm going to give them a half, 3.5.
At Texas A&M.
Tough. 4.
Georgia home.
This is a tough stretch of games. 4.5.
Missouri home.
5.5.
At Arkansas.
The Fighting Teal and Greens. 6.5 won't be easy.
Kentucky at home.
7.5.
At Vanderbilt.
Eight.
Mercer at home.
9.
And then Alabama home.
That came out to 10?
I guess so.
Okay, I don't think they get to 10, but I do think that 9 is in play, and I think 8 is a given. So I think Auburn's one of the more interesting teams in the country. They make my list of the 10 most interesting teams in America. They just don't have any Jordan Hudson in the picture. Hugh Freeze needs a younger girlfriend. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, actually, he probably already has had that. Probably does right now. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, quick break.
When the chips are down and the games are close, the 2025 Atlanta Braves don't give up the fight.
Ozuna sends one soaring to deep left field. That's got wings and an engine, and it's 3-1 Braves.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball all season long. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
Life moves fast, and at Founders Federal Credit Union, we understand that better than anyone. We believe your credit score shouldn't hold you back, whether you're buying your first car, looking for a fresh start, or just planning for the future. We are offering more lending opportunities, no perfect credit score needed. At Founders, we try to work with you, whatever your circumstances, to help you reach your financial goals. Visit foundersfcu.com or a Founders office near you to see how we can help you move forward. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one. Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Anyone know a good plumber? It's an emergency.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one. Tom Plumber.
Braves fans, step up your sock game with Clemson Sock Shop and make every step a home run. That's right. Clemson Sock Shop has all the fun, funky, nostalgic socks to make you stand out in the crowd. Whether you're cheering on the Braves at the stadium, watching the game on the couch, or listening to the game recap on the Roar during your morning commute, gear up with Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet. And as always, buy five, get one free. Located inside Nutique Boutique on Pendleton Square.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
It's been over 2 years since Bobby Carpenter had regenerative treatments at QC Kinetics. He needed relief from knee pain, but he wanted to avoid surgery.
I thought I might have to have my knee scoped, had some injuries, some lingering pain from stuff that I had been dealing with from years of playing professional football, and things had kind of flared up again. I started talking to a friend of mine who's orthopedic, and he was like, well, try to avoid surgery if you can.
And you absolutely can avoid surgery. QC Kinetics provides patients with state-of-the-art regenerative treatments, orthobiologics from your own body, that help heal and restore damaged aching joints. And we'll let Bobby tell you about that.
It was all of a sudden that one day, a couple months later, I was here, let's go jog, let's try to see what I could do. And the more I did, I was pain-free with it, and it was actually a pretty remarkable process.
Before going under the knife, see if you're a candidate for non-surgical joint pain treatments at QC Kinetics. Call them today.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-448-3772. That's 864-448-3772. 864-448-3772.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to the Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download the Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walt Tip to the Road Rage. Nine for O's says Paul Feinbaum said this morning, if Coach DeBoer doesn't make the college football playoff this year, he's in big trouble. Well, look, I've said this before. I think he probably is in trouble because I don't think he is making the playoffs. I think that Alabama has enough question marks. Now, again, they have great receivers. If Ty Simpson plays like the kid who was recruited out of high school, as a mature version of that, then they could be better than I think. But the dilemma is, I mean, if he was all that at this point, then he would have played some last year over Jalen Milroe, who was really terrible. And that didn't happen. So I just, you know, I watched him in the spring, whatever they called that thing. It wasn't really a game, but I watched him, and I think he's going to be better in the short and intermediate throws, but he just doesn't look like the talent that I saw in high school at this point. So I'm just still down in Alabama. I don't see it. I think that they'll start out fine. That schedule's relatively easy at first, but then it goes it gets much more difficult, and I think they're going to struggle in almost all those games. Look, I don't think they're winning at places like LSU. I think they're at LSU, right? They're at LSU, or is that game in Alabama? Regardless, you know, they're at Columbia, South Carolina. I don't think they win that game. They're 7.5-point favorite. I don't even think they win. I'd be taking money line plays against Alabama. Alabama's going to be favored in a number of these games, at least until they prove they're not what people think they are. So yeah, 100%. All right, let's go, Ramona. That was Auburn. South Carolina, we already did. The next team on my most interesting list is Georgia. Now, the Bulldog fans are not going to like that I put Georgia on my most interesting list, but I think they kind of are. And I don't mean that in a negative way with Georgia. Look, from a Georgia perspective, the last 2 years have been highly disappointing. From my perspective, you know, they were the prohibitive number one team the last 2 years. I told you in both years that they would not only not win the national championship, I told you they would not play for the national title, that they wouldn't even be in the game. And people thought that was crazy. Well, I was right both times. I've pretty much been right on everything I've ever said about Georgia, and I was right in both scenarios. And I, you know, going into this year, you know, there are people who are ranking Georgia lower than I have them. I think I have Georgia 7, and there are people who have Georgia like 12 and that type of stuff. I think Georgia is actually more interesting this year than they were the last 2 years. I saw no avenue by which Georgia was playing for a national title last 2 years. I just didn't. I looked at that football team, and I just didn't see it. I didn't believe in Beck. I just didn't see it. And obviously, they were not really close. This year, I still don't think they're playing for a national championship, but I'm not ruling it out. Whereas the last 2 years, I ruled it out. I was hard line all along. You Georgia fans know it. I said, it's not happening. They're not playing for a national title. And people would say, but Walt, we did this or we did that. I said, I don't care. You're just not good enough. And Georgia wasn't good enough. And again, I'm still not sure they are. But I do know they have enough talent in the system to be able to compete. And then I think Gunnar Stockton's an ultimate wild card. I had no idea what to do with him in my quarterback rankings. We haven't seen enough of him. You know, I think the game against Notre Dame, he really played well. And I did not think he had much help. I do think this Georgia receiving corps is going to be vastly improved. You're going to get Colby Young back, who's a 6'6 wide receiver. Clemson fans know from a couple years ago he killed Clemson. He had like 90 yards and made big plays in that game. Noah Thomas, the transfer from A&M, is another 6'6 wide receiver. And then Zachariah Branch is a speedster transfer added to Dylan Bell, they already had. London Humphreys, who they need to recognize his speed and his talent and play his A because he can catch. But this receiving group at Georgia, I put in my top 12 receiving rooms. And that's despite the fact that, you know, the receiving core last year sucked. They dropped everything that was thrown to them. But you add Nate Frazier, who I think is really talented, and the transfer McCray, who is the change of pace from Frazier in that he's a 230-pound bull of a back who's going to give you, you know, four yards every time he touches it. So you get a little thunder and lightning kind of deal there. You know, you'd think that Georgia would get back to run the football some this year. Defensively, you know, look, I think a lot is going to depend on Christian Miller and how he plays. I think that's going to be important. But, you know, we need to see what this Georgia defense is going to look like. You know, I think the secondary should be pretty good. The linebackers have athleticism. Again, would I project this team into a national championship before the start of the year? No. Would I rule it out this year as I have the last 2 years? No. And that's why I think they're interesting. I think they're interesting because I don't think we know what they are. I mean, I think that the ceiling for Georgia is to play in the national championship game. And, you know, I don't want to say Gunnar Stockton, you know, is Stetson Bennett
because he has a lot to prove to get to that point. But I think he gives Georgia some Stetson Bennett stuff. And Carson Beck just gave him a flatliner. And combine that with a much better core of receivers, what should be an improved offensive line and run game, and I think Georgia is interesting for that reason. Again, I think, in other words, I think the highest Georgia could be is 1, and I think the lowest they could be is probably 12. That's a pretty wide range on Georgia, and that's why I think they're interesting. It's not a positive commentary or a negative one other than, you know, I think they have a better chance of playing for a national title this year than they did the last 2 years, even though they were the prohibitive favorite to do so the last 2 years when I thought they had no chance. All right, so far I have North Carolina, Auburn, South Carolina, and Georgia. My next team on the interesting list is Indiana. Indiana obviously had an amazing year last year under Kurt Cignetti, 11-1. Awesome year. Rourke was great at quarterback. They ran the ball. Star receiver in Elijah Surratt, who transferred in and played big-time football. They lose a lot of pieces. They lost pieces off that offensive line. They replaced them with transfers. They lost, obviously, the quarterback. They replaced him with Fernando Mendoza. Fernando Mendoza is a guy who's been on my quarterback list for 3 straight years now. Mendoza is a freak. Mendoza has a chance to be the top quarterback taken in the draft. He's 6'5". He's 235 pounds. He's athletic. He has a live arm. That's what it looks like. So I think they're interesting because, despite losing pieces, they return a lot of key pieces. You return a Mikel Kamara at defensive at edge, what they call the sud spot. You return him. He's a beast at 6'1", 265. He had double-digit sacks. He'll have double-digit sacks again. You added some transfer help in the secondary. I think, obviously, this team is well-coached. I thought when I watched Indiana play last year, they were as well-coached as any team in the country. There's no reason to think they won't be well-coached again. This is probably my slip-up on my top 25. I probably should have still included them. But I do think this, the schedule is much more difficult. It starts out, it's like a powder puff deal at first. You know, the first 3 or 4 games, there's nothing. And then after that, it gets suddenly much more difficult. I think that starts with a home game against Illinois that is going to tilt the season for one of those two teams. Again, I love Mendoza. I think he's hyper-talented. I think he's going to be a top 10 pick in the next NFL draft. With a chance to be number one. And I think Surratt is a super talented wide receiver. So there's a lot to like, but again, the schedule is more difficult, so that's why they make my list as as one of the more interesting teams, in that I think there's a range to what they can do. I don't think they're going 11-1. Would I rule it out? Probably. I think they're probably anywhere from 10-2 to 7-5. And I think that's the range. And so I think that's what makes him interesting. And then I think Mendoza at quarterback makes him interesting. So they make my list. So far, my interesting teams are North Carolina, Auburn, South Carolina, who we already covered, Georgia, and Indiana. My next team on my interesting list, and this is a team I've talked about since the start of February, so this will not come as a surprise to people. I've given them out as a over on the total. And that's the Pitt Panthers. 7-5 a year ago, 3-5 in conference, the Fighting Pat Narduzzis. I think they're loaded. I think the offensive line will have grown up a little bit. They added a couple transfer pieces there. You have Eli Holstein at quarterback, who is the former Alabama transfer. Holstein played really well when he was healthy last year. He's a 6'4", 240-pound quarterback who's athletic with a live arm. You have to remember that Pitt, who finished 7-5, was 7-0 at one point. They went to SMU and they got worked. The injuries took over. They lost Holstein. They wound up playing third-string quarterback, and yet they still competed. You know, remember the game against Clemson? They competed in that game against Clemson with the backup quarterback. Desmond Reed at tailback is very gifted. Everybody knows Desmond Reed. He can do a lot of things. They brought in Derek Davis as well. And then Jules Goff, who's a redshirt freshman, you won't find much in the stats category, but at the end of the year, or very end of the year, he got some playing time, and I thought he looked good. Like I said, it won't show up in the stats, but I thought he ran hard and looked good, and he was sort of a schoolboy legend for him. So I think the running back situation's really good. I think Holstein is good. I think the offensive line will be improved. And then defensively, I think they'll be filthy as always. I mean, you know, you have some replacement pieces in there, but this is one of the better linebacking groups in all of college football, not just the ACC. This group is elite. And Pittsburgh plays with some attitude. Plus, that schedule is very favorable. Ramon, any chance you have the Pitt schedule pulled up? Can you do that before we get out of here today? We're about out of time. This will probably be the last thing we do.
I'm going to try.
Yeah. Will it be soon?
Well, I had Indiana.
Pitt Panthers.
You didn't ask for Indiana, so I had to go
no,
to a different
I passed
training.
On that. I want the Pitt Panthers schedule.
Okay.
Tell me when we're good. But look, their win total with Vegas is 6.5, and it's +140. It's like the ultimate steal of the win total season. It's just giving away money, and not only giving you away money, but at +140. How about that? It's like you can make a killing on this, and you will if you play it, assuming Holstein doesn't get hurt again. There's not going to be a Pitt schedule?
No.
No?
I accidentally brought up the Steelers. It brought up the Steelers.
The
now,
Steelers schedule.
Yeah, and now, you know.
So. You know, I have a schedule here, but I think it's 2024. It is. I don't know why this Arlet site still has 2024 schedules on it.
Okay. Duquesne, their first game. We see now. We
okay,
only got
go.
A few seconds.
Just go.
Duquesne.
Win. One.
Central Michigan.
Two.
At West Virginia.
Three.
Louisville.
At home.
Yeah.
Four.
Boston College.
Five.
At Florida State.
Six.
At Syracuse.
Seven.
NC State at home.
Eight.
At Stanford. Notre Dame at home. At Georgia Tech. Miami at home.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're like a 9-3 or 10-2. I think they're absolutely going to be in the hunt. And I think they may have as favorable schedule as anybody in the ACC. So I think they're very interesting, and I think they're going to go much higher than their number. All right, it's been a great week. Appreciate all your contributions. We're done. I will see you on Monday.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.